This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
But as far as us banding together to be New York versus everyone, that will really only happen for the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019. And it won't really happen because there are Nets fans. As much as Knicks fans love to say they don't exist. I mean, I made the joke about Barclays Center and people thinking Barclays Center is in Arkansas or something, Nebraska or something. No, you can get there from the train pretty easy. The Knicks are the only team in this town that truly unites the city. They lose in the second round and everybody's, yeah, the Knicks are back. Okay. All right. If you say so. If you got it, boss. They're back. Yeah. Back-to-back second-round kings. Anyway, I'm not even going to go. I'll save some of that for tomorrow. My boy Alex Day is coming on the show tomorrow. Him and I currently have a clip out there that's doing numbers where every time I open up my Instagram, let me do this real quick before I get back to the phones and continue talking about the Mets and Yankees. Man, I just knew what I was doing at Fanatics Fest.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was just like, all the comments were like, look what he's wearing.
I'm like, not one person gave me a compliment on like the muscles. Not one person was like, yo, he's kind of jacked. Like, he's looking kind of ripped. Everybody's like, yo, he's wearing Apollo Creed shorts. Is that a Nets jersey? That's a fake jersey. This guy's a clown. Why would he wear a Yankee hat, a Nets jersey, Apollo Creed shorts with Ken Griffey Jr.'s? I'm like, first off, it's Fanatics Fest. They told people to show up there dressed as their favorite player or dressed with their favorite team or teams. That outfit I never wore together. That outfit I'll never wear anywhere else. It was if you didn't go to Fanatics Fest, you didn't shut up. Like, there's so many people that have helicoptered in to talk about what Fanatics Fest was. You saw videos. If you weren't there, people were wearing ridiculous things. I saw someone that was dressed up as a Bills fan with a table, a Bills Mafia table, and they were themselves thrown through the table. There was a lot of people in there just wearing ridiculous stuff. So my outfit wasn't that ridiculous. But let's see. Let's read a couple compliments. Let's see. Your son is already embarrassed and he can't even read yet. Keith McPherson, wow, what a surprise. Another clown take from the clown WFAN dude. Trying to find it. I've been just deleting them because I'm like, every time I open my app, I can't even post on my story. Oh, this is coming from a Nets fan. What if the Nets won? This guy's a hater. Keith's still mad about the Bridges trade. No, I'm not. But anyway, yeah, I knew what I was doing. Alex will be on tomorrow, and we'll talk about the Yankee game. Alex is a Giants fan, so we'll talk Giants and Cowboys. Alex is a Knicks fan. I'm a Nets fan. And when Alex was walking around with his sign at Fanatics Fest that says, what's your take? He's like, yo, you got a take for the Yankees? I'm like, nah, I give takes about the Yankees all night on the radio. I'm like, you're wearing a Yankee shirt. I don't want to jump on and say a Yankees take. I got on a Nets jersey. And honestly, I saw the fanfare for Brunson. If you guys remember me getting on the radio and saying, okay, I give it up. Like, Judge is the king of New York, but so is Brunson. Like, I wasn't co-signing that in the beginning because I'm like, what has Brunson done? What is, like, Brunson? I'm like, no. Like, once I saw the pandemonium for Jalen Brunson walking through FanFest, the amount of people screaming and running with their phones out and the amount of people that lined up to just meet him, get his autograph, I'm like, there's nobody else that had that. Jeter was in there, didn't have that effect. There's nobody else that has that effect. Maybe if Judge walked through, we'll never know. Judge was in Detroit playing the Tigers. Like, me seeing the fanfare for Brunson with my own eyes, I'm not a fan like that because I'm not a Knicks fan. But me seeing that, I had to give it up for him. And when I did the take with Alex, we'll play it tomorrow, but my take was, you guys have already crowned the Knicks as 2025 champions. You crowned them as 2024 champions in January. My take was, I don't think that Jalen Brunson and this group actually reached the Eastern Conference Finals. Not this year, not next year, the year after. And now that they made the trade for Mikal Bridges with the Nets, I have a rooting interest against. The whole playoff run, I was on every night, like, go New York, go New York, go. Not going against the city. An underdog story. None of these guys were lottery picks. None of these guys did anybody want. These guys weren't even starters. And here you have this Villanova crew banding together as a two seed and trying to make it and yada, yada, yada. That's over, bro. I don't think that they're making the Eastern Conference Finals with this group. I don't know if they stay healthy. I don't know if their coach... When was the last time their coach made a conference final? Who's the center? Who's the five? What team have you seen with a 6-2 star leading scorer win? Like, I don't really want me to start going down this rabbit hole. How does this work out now with Mikal Bridges coming from Brooklyn, where they tried to make him the star? They tried to make him the one, right? Now he's got to fit into this system with Julius Randle coming back. Julius Randle already has an issue because he's looking at the team store and they're selling Mikal Bridges jerseys. Mikal Bridges hasn't played one game for the Knicks. Think about all the games that Julius played. Like, hey, we'll talk about that more tonight. That's going to be a good one.